Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. 5 million new businesses were registered in the United States alone in 2021, and that's more than double the prior year. And a majority of those businesses are newly minted coaches and consultants just like you who are leaving corporate to start their own business using the skills they've developed over a lifetime of learning in corporate service. So are you launching a business? Today, I want to share with you 5 steps to generating 6 figures in revenue within the first year to 18 months of launching your businesses. And if we don't know each other, welcome to the Life After Corporate podcast. I'm Deb Boulanger, the CEO of The Great Do-Over and host of this podcast and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. I help smart and accomplished women leaders just like you launch a thriving business that makes an impact, delivers more time and money freedom, and replaces that paycheck you left behind. And if that's you, stick with me for the next 10 or 15 minutes or save this post and come back to it later. And I'll also be dropping some links to some free tools and resources here that you won't want to miss. So today I'm sharing the 5 proven steps to launching a successful coaching or consulting business. And why is this important? Why are we even having this conversation? It's because 75% of all new businesses will eventually fail. And the number one reason for that failure is no market need. Now, that means that you made a financial and emotional investment in launching your business, but just failed to sell enough of your services to sustain your business growth. And I want to help you change that. I'm on a mission to close the revenue gap in entrepreneurship. If you're not already aware, women earn around 30 cents to the dollar of revenue compared to their male counterparts in business ownership. And I help more women entrepreneurs create high value offerings that sustain their lifestyles by packaging, pricing, and marketing their services in a way that generates real demand. And based on the last 10 years of my own journey of coaching new women entrepreneurs, I've come to these 5 strategies for generating the most money in the shortest amount of time. So are you ready? Number one, and it might seem logical to you, or maybe you've glossed over this entirely. You need to have funds set aside to fuel your launch. You can't take a cross-country trip without fuel in your tank, and you can't launch a business on a shoestring either. So you should have at least $20,000 to $25,000 to invest in your launch and 6 to 12 months of supplemental income in the bank to keep you afloat as you generate momentum in your business. And if you haven't left corporate yet, then maybe this is where you start. Maybe you use the work that you're doing now to fund your startup. Maybe your business, your company that you're working for right now, is the very first investor in your business because it's giving you that financial footing to be able to do the rest of these 4 steps that I'm going to share with you. Because you'll have legal fees, you're going to have marketing expenses as you set up your website and your CRM system and get all the tools in place for you to run and grow your business. And you'll need to hire expertise. Most people I know, myself included, hire a coach every year or join a mastermind program, not only to help you hone your sales and marketing skills, but how to learn how to be a CEO of a growing and thriving business and how to get out of your own way mentally and get new tools and strategies to succeed in a market that's always shifting underneath your feet. and you have to have proven demand and close sales in order to get sponsors or investors to even consider giving you money. This is why 97% of women entrepreneurs end up bootstrapping their businesses. So you have to have enough funds to fuel your growth, or you'll choke off the oxygen that your business needs to breathe. So number two is to find a problem that needs solving and that's a big enough problem that people are willing to invest in it. You need to find the gap in your market that requires a solution where people are frustrated and they're willing to invest in order to get to the other side of that problem. Because without a gap, you don't really have a business. You just have a business idea. And next, number three, is you need to get proof. You need to get proof that people like what you've created and they're willing to invest. And you don't get there by asking people what they would pay because they have no idea. You need to create a market-driven solution that is of very high value to the people that you want to sell it to. So something that your ideal clients or customers don't want to live without, and you can't guess what that is. You have to test the market, especially if you don't want to sound average and charge average fees and become just another coach or consultant in your category. And it's very crowded. It's a very, very crowded market out there right now, because what's happening is there are more and more people just like you making that decision to make the leap from corporate and hang out the shingle for their business. So you'll have to step up your game in a big way if you are to compete. And that comes from having a unique value proposition. So number one, have the funds to invest. Number two, find the gap. Number three, get proof. And number four is you need to price your services based on the value of the impact that you're delivering. So ask yourself, what is the transformation that my service provides? Why is pricing so hard? It's hard because most women don't know how to put a value on their time, but you're not selling your time. You're selling the value of your expertise. And even still, it's so hard to put a value on your expertise. And most women entrepreneurs I know tend to undercharge because they have no clue to the value of the expertise and the value of the results that they deliver. So as you enter into this new year, it's important to set your vision, set your values, do your vision board, set your goals for the coming year, set your intentions for success, and be sure you have a step-by-step plan that ensures that success is a natural outcome of your efforts. So I'll tell you more about how to do that in just a minute. But my last point here is have a practical path to your six-figure revenue growth. It's amazing how many new entrepreneurs just like pull a number out of their hat without knowing how they will get there. So the truth is, you get what you intend if you have a clear and consistent way that converts new clients. And this means we have to look at your pricing, we have to look at your marketing, we have to look at your messaging, and we need to create a repeatable conversion strategy so that revenue growth isn't a struggle or a surprise. It's actually predictable. And based on your pricing, your intention, and your tested way of converting new clients, it's a natural outcome of your effort. And so therefore, six-figure growth becomes predictable. And by the way, none of this is complicated. The more complex you make your business model or marketing strategy, the more difficult it is to scale. So we want to keep it super simple. And for help in modeling out your revenue and pricing, this is one of the tools that I promised you when I first started. And to understand how many clients you will need to convert in order to hit your revenue goal and to model out different pricing scenarios, I want to gift to you the Experts Pricing Calculator that I've created. And you can get there through thegreatdoover.com/pricing. That's Great Doover, G-R-E-A-T, thegreatdoover.com/pricing. So when you do do, you'll not only have this amazing, simple, and effective tool to show you exactly how you'll meet your 2022 revenue goal, but you'll also be welcomed into my community and invited to exclusive training that's only available to my inner circle. And in January, we'll be focusing on setting you up for success, getting your six-figure revenue plan in place. So if you're interested in joining our inner circle, download the calculator. And maybe you've already realized that you need more hands-on help with your business launch. And if you are interested in learning more about the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs in January, we're getting started in January, and you want to get your launch right in just 3 or 4 months, drop me a direct message on this platform and someone on my team will get us connected. I don't want to see you waste time or waste money or feel like this is a struggle when it doesn't need to be. I'd love to support you. And it would be great to be able to share more with you. So if this resonated with you and you want to learn more, reach out in direct message. And if we don't speak before then, have a very, very happy and healthy new year, my friend. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.